Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, America. We are here this morning live at our Mornings at the Mansion show. We are extremely excited today about what God has for us today and what he has for us to express for the world today. So we are just so in awe and in anticipation of what God has and what he's doing and all the things that he is doing in the land today. And we just want to be who we are as the encourager for the world. So we are here, and it is an amazing, beautiful morning. It's a little warm here. We are actually, our present location is, the Mornings at the Mansion is at the Mansion on Park Row. That's here at 2700 West Park Row Drive. That's Pantego, hashtag Arlington, Texas, 76013. And we have a beautiful show today. We have an amazing topic. I am Marlo Mosey, your host for the Mornings at the Mansion, and my amazing co-host, Ms. Vivica Giles, who is our bridal stylist, hashtag, and, of course, behind the scenes, who's doing all this great technical stuff, is Ms. Anthony. Yes! Also, Anthony Michelle's design. So we just want you guys to know that we are alive and in living color here this morning at our Mornings at the Mansion show. And we have such a beautiful topic today, and it's covenant or convenience. And I just thought it was so amazing that the Lord put that on us to be able to actually kind of put little footnotes in your heart today so that you can really, really think about where you are and what, you know, which lane are you in? Are you a covenant person or are you a convenient person? Or are you connected to covenant people or convenient people? And you just have to kind of, you know, search your heart and search yourself to see what's really going on, you know, with you, and that way how you can make these amazing impartations and to people you're connected to and then people that you don't know, you know. So I just think it's so amazing that, you know, we do those things and how important it really, really is. And I just want to take time to thank the Lord today. And not only that, thank you, listeners, for being, you know, tuning in and just kind of listening to us, because this is a new dimension for us. And we, all the prayers, trust me, are very needed, okay? So we just want to hear a lot. So even if we kind of fumble today, y'all say, pick it up, girls, and keep it moving, okay? Yes, and we've just been encouraged to kind of roll in this lane, and we're just excited about it, and we just want to please the Lord, and we want to be obedient in everything that we do, and, you know, it's just life, you know, it's like turning a corner, you know, it's a new dimension, and you just have to take your time and kind of go through it, and as we fumble a little bit, because we will, we probably don't fumble until, okay? So we have an amazing topic, like I said, covenant or convenient, and the scripture, but we'll go to commercial and come back, so you guys can kind of take your time and look for it as you go through your word today. It's Jeremiah. That's 31, that's chapter 31, verses 31 through 34. So that's going to be amazing once we get into that. But y'all know how we do it. We always go to commercial. Yes. So this is new, so y'all just kind of, you know, y'all know. Okay. So Miss Anthony, she's going to roll. So, trying. Did I tell y'all?
Let me lose our way. I'm going to shout your name. Hallelujah. Hey. The things you will plan for me, I'll be seeking you forever and ever. Cause I don't want to stay here in my doubt. And blind me from the things that I can't see. Hey.
amazing show, and I tell you, y'all know, just keep us lifted up because these technical difficulties is what they are, difficulties. But we have an amazing technical, undifficult person driving the wheel.
Yes.
So she is working it out. And Anthony, thank you for being diligent and being patient and loving what you do. Okay? We're excited for that. So everybody just say, yay, Anthony. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Okay, okay, okay. Yeah. So thank you, God. Yes. So we are going to go into our word today, Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 through 34. And here we go. So the word of the Lord reads, behold, the days come, they've come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they broke, although I was an husband unto them, saith the Lord. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts and write them in their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know that the Lord, for they shall all know me, for the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sins no more. So the greatest thing about what that is, in reading and studying in this, there were, before the new covenant, there were other covenants, which were the old covenants.
Mm-hmm.
And the old covenants were pretty much like the law. Okay, so before Jesus came, there was nothing but law because it was the Mosaic covenant, the Davidic covenant, and the Abrahamic covenant. Okay, those are the three different covenants that were the law. But when Christ came and went to the cross, before that, that's why we break bread, and it's all covenant. And this is what we're considered the new covenant, which is now we're under grace. That's what's so amazing about the new covenant. And the reason that the Lord put this on our hearts to share with the world today is because people, just me kind of noticing and, you know, counseling people and all these people really are convenient people. They're not covenant people.
Mm-hmm.
So covenant is, you know how when you, most people think it's just for marriage. And it's really not just for marriage. It's for any ship that you're in, whether it's a friendship, a partnership, or whatever the ship is. You know, of course, definitely marriage. But just I believe that it's when it's just who you are and how you want to, you know, what you want to put out there as a person that is, especially when you're in leadership, as we groom people, how to, you know, walk this life out. You want to make sure that you, and covenant is really commitment. That's really what the Lord is saying to us, because people, they don't want to be committed. They just don't, you know, and they want.
Commitment brings responsibility.
Yes, see, they want you to be committed to them, but they don't want to be committed to you.
My
yes, yes, and that's what we really need to wake that covenant person up within us. And then not only within us, but once we've, you know, really tapped into how to do that and walk it out, that's where we become accountable to teach others how to be covenant people. Because I tell you, you know, if people don't do what you think they should do, people just want to not even talk to you anymore. They get upset with you, you know. And I think a lot of that is it's more like that subdued place where like the convenience portion is, if it's not suitable for them, then they want to walk away. Abandon, yeah, that's the word. Abandon the actual portion of the covenant, in which they're not in the covenant because they have no clue what the covenant is. You know, so that's what we just want to blow the trumpet today and definitely really just kind of wake the hearts and the minds of people up for them to really think about where they're at, you know, to challenge themselves to go even the more and to be a pillar to support people, whether you agree. And it's okay to disagree to agree or to agree to disagree. It's really okay, you know, but people just want to know that you are there for them as they transition, because sometimes it takes people, some people it takes longer than others, you know, but the most important thing about that is you have to meet people where they're at. And that's what this word is telling us today, that, you know, in past the law, all the things that God did for those people, you know, when he brought them out of the wilderness, and kind of like when we were doing in our new wine, when the teaching of that is people want to go back to what's familiar. You know, they don't want to, you know, go into the new places, you know. But everything about when you're walking it out, it's about the new person in you or the new man. And that's where, you know, that most important antidote is the Trinity. So how do you feel about that, Biblica, in your...
I really think that you're onto something, because people do have a tendency to not be there for each other or be ride or die for each other.
Yes.
What that really is.
Yes.
And to learn and to grow and to take their experiences and share them with others. That's being covenant too, if you share your experiences and same to someone else from making the same mistake that you may have had in the past, you know. So yeah, I think that we need more of that.
We do. So do you believe, or do you feel that, well, really believe, because it's all about what we believe. Do you believe that most people are convenient, that you, in, I mean, all your years you've been here living in the land, what has been your experience more with people and shifts?
Well, I come from a different perspective just because I feel like I've been blessed with people in my life that I do have a covenant with. You know, it's hard, especially for females, to back each other up. But I've had friends since I was in the fourth grade, and I'm almost 50 years old. So my experience with that, I haven't had too many unpleasant moments with that. So, yeah, it's a wonderful thing when you have that.
Yes, and you're very fortunate.
Yes.
Very.
Yes.
To have had that experience.
And we have that here also.
Amen.
Yeah. I mean, we do. We have that here.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
But, you know, even in that, some people really, even here, I just don't think that most people really get it, you know, really tap into it. Because once they get to a certain place, they're like, well, you know, I think that I can or will, and this is what I need to do that's better, and not understanding that we are really one. You know, that it takes all of this to make this work.
Yes.
And it takes all of us. And I always tell the ladies here that there is no me without them. Because what would I look like on all this whole property all here by myself? I'd be looking real ridiculous.
Right.
You know, so.
I see in the mirror. Oh,
yeah. Same thing. That's ridiculous. Same thing. And that's the whole component of the lesson today, is that people really have to understand that you can no longer be connected without being one. It's like ham with, you know, Kool-Aid with no sugar, ham with no burger, for real. That's what it's like. It just don't work, you know. Yeah. All of that. Okay. Just for the world to really know, and really, 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 the Lord is wanting us to search our hearts. And when we line up, you know, when your mind and your heart is balanced out, I mean, you are a very powerful person, you know, and we want to walk in that authority and that power that the Lord has given us, you know, one day at a time, because that's the only way it comes, you know, and just to know that we can do all things, like the Word says, through Christ, who strengthens us, you know. And I'm just so excited to be able to just kind of let, you know, talk about this today. So, you know, I encourage our callers to feel free to call in, and our call-in number is 646-668-2247.
Yes, call
us. Yes, we would love to hear from you. You know, we always tell America that if you don't feel comfortable calling in, feel free to correspond with us here at Mornings at the Mansion, and we're located at the Mansion on Park Row, 2700 West Park Row Drive. That is Pantego, hashtag Arlington, Texas, 76013. So feel free to do that, you know, and we would love to hear from you and kind of talk about some amazing things that, you know, that maybe you want to go deeper. And then we can connect you with some amazing counseling sessions that we do here to kind of help people be free, you know, to be who they are called to be. And I think that's the struggle. A lot of people, I was talking to my 16-year-old, yeah, Robin 16, my 6-year-old niece, and, you know, she's really at a place to where she was searching who she is, you know, at 16. And then I think the most unfortunate thing is that's a great thing at 16 that you're trying to tap into it. Yeah, that you're trying to tap into it. But you got people that are like 25, 30, 40, 50, 70 that really don't know who they are or what they were even created to be. And it breaks my heart to really know the depth of that, to live this life on this planet and have no experiences, you know, that are weighty, you know, that will just take you into that next place. And even through our bad experience, we just have to allow those to be our ladders, our stepping stones, and then to teach other people, hey, if it didn't work for me,
right,
it's just not going to work, you know.
Yeah.
As we always say, I'll take one for the team, okay? But, you know, life is not perfect. You know, it's kind of like Forrest Gump says, it's a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. But you still can, even though you don't know what you're going to get, you can still have that hope and you can still believe. And then get into that word and know that whatever God says, it is so, you know. And that is totally priceless.
I think that it kind of allows you to test yourself on the unknown, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know that you're going to have a support system if that unknown doesn't go directly like you expected it to. So I think that's assurance to you, too, to know that you have other people there to have your back in case of
truth.
But if you don't ever explore, then you'll never know.
That is so true.
But it makes
so
it easier to
explore. It does.
Yeah.
It does. But, you know, I was so in awe, though, of knowing that someone that's just whose life is just like, you know, rolling into that next, you know, place of becoming a young adult,
mm-hmm.
that is really just searching
mm-hmm.
herself. And, of course, you know, as an encourager, I encourage her to, you know, just really sit down and have a conversation with the Lord, because that's like he made you, you know, get with the one that, you know, made you, because he knows all about you. And like Jeremiah 29:11 says that the plans that he has for us are to prosper us and not harm us, you know. So that was encouraging to her. And then just to know that that's really the antidote, you know. So we're going to talk more about this covenant, and then we're going to roll into that convenience. But y'all know how we do it. We're going to go to commercial.
Yeah.
Okay. And here's from Asaba and her Unblind. No, that's Cree. Asaba is, what is one of her amazing songs?
Unexpected.
That's what we're going to hear today. So y'all feel free to tune in and feel free to call in. Yes.
Complete when I'm with you. Curiosity for you drew me into your world. My mind's so amazed by the words you speak. Feel so safe in your arms. All my fears melt away, but know if it's real or is it hypnotizes me. My true feelings I try to hide for you.
Continue and roll this out, you know, and just do what we do. Right, Miss Liz?
Yes.
So we are going to come from Psalms today. That is Psalms 74 and 20, and I really want to talk about this, okay?
Okay.
So Psalms 74 and 20, verse 20 says, "Have respect unto the covenant, for the dark places of the earth are full of the habitations of cruelty." So the reason I want to talk about that, America, is because that is really what is resonating in the land today. People are inhabiting the spirit of cruelty. I mean, it's so horrible to where, I mean, it, you know what? The Bible tells us everything. If we get into it, we won't be surprised, and we will not be shocked by any means that what this is saying in Psalm 74 and 20 is that we have no respect, none. And I'm not saying we don't, but the world. We're talking about the overall, the world, and then that kind of bleeds into it being in the nation. You know, because like all the ISIS stuff and all that stuff that happens abroad, you know, in the other portions of the world, we think that it don't happen to us, but it's some ISIS here. You know what I'm saying? That, I mean, killing each other, and the enemy is just such a perpetrator that he wants to make it look like, oh, it's just man against police. No. It is the spirit that is totally inhabiting, a spirit of cruelty that's inhabiting the land today, that we have to really get in our words and we really have to go get on our knees more often than what we do and really pray for the nation, pray for your neighbor, you know, just the people next door. Yeah, oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, but then that's the whole stage of it is once these people are functioning in cruelty, people will like you for not just for just this, they don't want to like you. And then they want to hurt you. And hurting people, and I think that's the biggest portion, is hurting people hurt people.
Yes.
You know? And because who would have thought, without looking at this word, who would have thought that we would be in a place to where people are killing people, police are killing the civilians is killing the police, and everybody gets caught up. I was looking at a post yesterday where this young girl had got killed by a policeman, and her baby was in the car. He got shot, too, but he didn't die. But the point is that it's going to be so traumatic for this little
–
yes, it's going to be so traumatic for him that, you know, and that's among other things. I mean, it's a whole lot of worse things that have happened, I'm sure, but that is awful. That this young baby, first of all, has to grow up without his mother. And then he actually saw a policeman shoot his mother and shot him. I mean, it's just layers and layers of cruelty.
It's going to have to be revealed.
Yeah. And we pray.
All of them.
Yeah. we pray. And we already pray for him right now that he would be able to walk out a life of forgiveness,
mm-hmm.
you know, to be able to forgive, because that would be for him. You know what I'm saying? And that, yes, that he was able to do it. It's just so amazing, though, but that how the Word tells us pretty much everything, what's going on, what's going to go on, and what has went on. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I remember my dad when he used to talk about this, the book of instruction before leaving Earth, because that's really what it is. The B-I-B-L-E. You know, if you read that, that is your instruction. And then when you go on, and when Christ comes, you already have. You can walk out. Damn, you can walk it out, right? It's just so amazing, though. So, you know, just I just encourage the world to just get into your Word and hear what the Lord is saying to you. And even as we are, you know, put these scriptures out there, go back and resonate on them and hear what the Lord is even saying to you, because the depth of that may be deeper for you. And then for you, yes, and then for you to be able to share with someone. And that's really what makes the world go round, because the Word is love. You know, it cuts like a two-edged sword. You know, it also heals, you know, because we do have to have some of those things to be cut off of us, you know, that that are not who we are or who is in us, you know. And that's why it's so amazing and so important that we are connected and that we flow in the presence of the Trinity, that's Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, because the Word also says that the Holy Spirit leads and guides us into all truth, and I believe that's in Romans 8. We kind of taught on that, what, about 3 months ago in that preparation, but I don't know what the actual topic was. It's in there. Just trying to remember. So I can't wait until we roll. We're pretty close until we roll up on our 50th podcast. We're pretty close, and we're going to be in here celebrating. We're going to hang out. Yeah, we're going to be so excited because that is amazing. That is a milestone, you know, and I'm just so excited.
All could turn into a reality.
Yeah. No, a win. Because somebody came in here, girl, you need some. Okay, and I really believe that it has really been off from our Told New Wine that we've been doing, which is an inspiration and empowerment group that we do here. We talk about it all the time. It's the first Fridays of every month.
Mm-hmm.
So we definitely had an amazing time here with our motivational and guest speaker and minister, Sherry Bronson.
She did it.
Oh, my gosh. Bronson Media. So we're just so excited. We just want to say, Sherry.
Everybody want a new style.
So please go back and listen to that. Or, you know, you can go on our actual Facebook pages. We have it all posted on there, and we'll repost it today. So if y'all want to, since we put it out there. So if y'all want to go back and listen to it, among all the stuff Anthony and Michelle has going on in this techno portion of life. Okay?
Yes.
I'm so excited about that. So then, how you feeling now?
Oh, my God.
Okay. Anthony, now you know you're back there working, girl. But how you feeling today?
I'm good.
You good?
Yeah.
We just thank you. We just love you. Okay, I'm used to you being like her.
I'm used to
Well, she's got some new things going on. Business, life, ministry.
Yeah.
Even cameras. Okay. So we're excited about that.
Thank you for having me have you.
That's how I go down at the morning.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to show her some real love.
Yeah, we'll take apples and let y'all take.
No before stuff.
No,
stand down with the before.
Yes.
But I am so excited. And listen, when I was doing this, when I was studying about the covenant and the convenience, the Lord kept taking me back to Deuteronomy 28, where he talks about the blessings and the curses. But if you go back and read that, you will notice that the blessings are so minute compared to the curses. Okay? So we have to really get into that and really walk that out, because I'm telling you, and I think about Steve Harvey, too, because he did this segment on when you all the doors in heaven and the stuff in your door.
And I love the one where it's like presents are on the shelf.
That's what I'm saying.
And you didn't.
And your name is on it. Yes. So I'm trying to unwrap all the gifts.
I'm trying to answer a lot of
on the earth today.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. So I don't. I'm telling you, I don't want to miss nothing. And that's kind of what we were talking about, too, in our new wine was that, you know, the Lord is dealing with us in our morning time. And he, that's when everything is fresh and new. Your mind is, you know,
just open.
Yeah, you know, your spirit is open. And it's so
no
amazing. Yeah. Nobody, yeah. No sin, because that crap, there's nothing that's jumped up on you.
Yes.
So it's so amazing. And, you know, that is where he is really whispering in our ears and talking to us about the major things, major plans, and most of all.
Did the Lord ever put his hand in a ponytail so he could really get in your ear?
Oh, well, I know that.
It was all down here.
Ooh.
And I was just wondering, did he pull in the ponytail so he could really get in your ear?
I need you to ask him. Okay. I'll get you to ask him. Okay. Or he may be like, this is him.
Yeah.
Hold on. Okay.
I'm sorry, y'all.
Yes. That's a great question. That's a great question. It really is.
This is getting me brain. Okay, not my mouth.
Yeah. Now watch out, then. Viv is on her way. Viv is on her way. Okay. So I tell you, ladies, God is so good. And y'all just kind of, you know, roll with us today and just continue to pray for us as we are loving and enjoying what we do here for the Kingdom Agenda. But one of the things about that I was about to kind of like, you know, is that the Lord also in the mornings, that is when he downloads kingdom strategies. I'm telling you, kingdom strategies are, wow, they are more powerful than any bank. They really are, because you can best believe that if the Lord gave it to you, it will come to pass. And I'm telling you, it's such a supernatural thing, you know, and that's pretty much where I live, is in the supernatural. But when I come down into the natural, but when I come down, I really need prayer, because I really, you know, I see myself taking the arrows out of my back a lot, you know, and just kind of like doing, you know, as a warrior, you know, I come out with the windmill going out. And and y'all know I don't like to use the word slay, but I will. I'm a guy. I'm from the lineage of the giant.
Right. Okay.
And hey, baby. Yeah, I know him well. We work it out. Okay. So God is good, and he's good all the time. And all the time he is what?
Good.
Yes. So we are definitely going to go to commercial and get our things together and do what we do. And it's amazing. And Amber, I'll have to take your call later. But that's what we'll do. And we'll regroup, get our last part of our scriptures, and get ready to let you all know what's going on in this new season of our events and how excited we are. And we will be back in a bit. Yes.
I just see the best in you. Happiness is believing anything is possible. Yeah, beauty is skin deep. Baby, that's all I see in you. So simply take my hand and let go. You should know.
Thank you.
Park Mornings at the Mansion Show here at the Mansion on Park Row.
Welcome back.
That's 2700 West Park Row Drive, Pantego, hashtag Arlington, Texas, 76013. So we definitely encourage our callers to feel free to call in, and our call-in number is 646-668-2247. So feel free to join us on this amazing topic, covenant or convenience. And just kind of talking about where you're at and your ships that you're in and relations and business. And because, you know, even in business, it's still a relationship, you know.
Yeah.
And what was that thing that we had talked about, Viv, about the holes plugging the what?
Don't leave the ones that plug you when you're leaking.
Yeah. Don't leave the ones that plug you
when you're leaking.
Yes. So the revelation on that one. That was so amazing because we'd be having behind the scenes, a whole new day conversations and revelations. And when we talked about that, you know, and that's what led up to the convenience or the covenant conversation topic, because when people are going through and they have, not to say nothing, but in their transition of their mind and their heart, of the new thing, like Sherry was talking about, they don't know how to do it, so you kind of go in as the person that you are, and you pillow them,
right.
And you just hold, you know, make room for them,
yeah.
And you give them all that they need, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And when they get what they need, pew, all right. No warning, nothing, just, and I thought, you know, God, it is so many people that do that to people. And then that person that it was done to can either take offense to that,
mm-hmm.
and then y'all know the how that stacks up, all these different layers of offense.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a vicious cycle. And that's the portion that we're going to fall into about the convenience, okay? Because people are only, not all people, but people that roll in that lane are only with you for the convenience. Of what, how they can get underneath you, see what's going on. Even in relations, it's not always just so much business, you know. Even in marriages.
Yeah. Yeah, because the people married to the elevator financially.
Yeah. You know, it's just
Man.
So horrible.
You should just live in a cardboard box with that person.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you have to.
Yeah.
Right.
And then having, you know, it's just, they say these things, especially, we're going to go ahead and roll into this. We can't sugarcoat this, how we're talking about the marriage portion,
mm-hmm.
okay? Because when you get married and you go before God, because that's you, God, and the minister, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You pretty much are under a covenant. No, not pretty much. You are covenant.
Right.
Okay, but you said over here you covenant, for better, for worse, for sickness and health, for richer, for poor. But over here, you really convenient.
Mm-hmm.
That is so horrible. When you really get into the depth of that, and then look, you're not married yet, but you're going to be married.
Yes,
really soon. You know, and it's almost like today, you have to interview people. You have to go through the credit check. You got to go, I mean, really? You do.
Pamela Manning and her husband just said something really interesting to me. They said, their advice is to be what you want in your life. So whatever you want in a partner, that is what you should be.
Right.
If you want a debt-free person,
right.
then you have to be debt-free.
Right.
If you want a loving heart person, you have to be a loving heart
That's
person.
Right.
And I think that was very simple, to the point, but so true. How dare you ask someone to do something for you that you're not even doing for yourself?
Man. Right. That's so true. But that's true,
mm-hmm.
and that's amazing, and that's really pretty much wrap it up. That's what that is.
Yeah.
But here's the horrible thing about that, is people will come and say, yes, I do have it, even they can handle you, all of that. But, ma'am, the bottom line is, it's all about what you can do for them, and not what you can do for your country. No, that's
right.
Yes, that's so horrible. Yeah, because we're in that season too. Okay, America, we are, you know.
Yeah, don't forget to vote.
Yeah, since we all that, yeah. Came out once again. But, you know, I just pray for those people, and I encourage the young people as I, you know, counsel them that, you know, like people like Tamla and David said, you know, you really have to be what
you
ask for. Yes, yes, you know. And then sometimes, I mean, you know, people, we're not perfect. You know, there's no perfect husband, no perfect wife,
right,
no perfect friend, no perfect, you know,
yes,
partner, relationship, no, or business.
No perfect animal.
No perfect pastor. No perfect church.
No.
It's really not, you know. And even that, you know, that's a visionary or visional place. But mm-hmm. even with church, people, you know, they don't get connected to the vision. They get connected to the person. And whether it be good, bad, or indifferent, whether it's either through just people voluntarily leaving, just leaving, or involuntary, that's death. You know, however the transition is, people leave. So there's no covenant. It's just convenience.
But I think the lesson is how do you respond to the convenient person as opposed
sure.
to
that's what I love
so
about you.
The
come on, girl.
About you, not about them.
That's right.
It's how you respond.
That's right. And that was my subtitle was
so that's your
yeah,
struggle.
To hear what God is saying to you, and you examine yourself
mm-hmm.
and find out who you are in
your
yes, if you're covenant or if you're convenient.
That's mm-hmm.
Yes, you know, and then because everything in a ship starts with you, you know, and knowing who you are, you know, and being just committed, you know, and not convenient. And I tell you, the convenience portion of any relation or ship, we always talk about ships, is whether you're going to allow that to be.
I think that if you take an assessment of that with different people in your life also, it helps you not be used.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because sometimes people are users.
That's the big one.
And they show up and they show out.
Yeah, they do.
But when you can break that down because you know the difference between a covenant person and a convenient person, then that's less stress.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah.
It's so true. And, you
it's
know,
so important
when
important.
You really care about people, it's really, that's a tough place.
Yeah, it's a fine line.
It's
just like love, place. It's a fine
yeah.
line.
Yeah, it's such a tough place, but you just have to do it for you, you know, to cover you, because we were talking about earlier, once you take that offense,
yeah.
then you're flowing in the spirit of anger and disrespect.
And
yeah, oh, my gosh. You're just like... You just want to shut them down, you know. You want to, and then when you allow that spirit to overtake you, then you're going to say things you didn't want to say. You're going to do things you didn't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And now you function, and now the puppet master has showed up. And then you become the puppet out of all that. But just remember that people can only offend you if you allow them to. Only if you allow them to. So we just thought we would put that out there as we're talking about convenience. And how people are only there because of the convenience, you know. And you brought up the word or topic love, and we're going to roll into that.
Okay.
Let's talk about love here and see what the Lord is telling us. And I believe that that is in 1 John. Let's make sure, though, America. Let's make sure. Okay. Yes, 1 John 4 and 16. And we will see what the Lord is talking about here. But y'all know, but here's the problem. I don't have my glasses on. Okay? I know I need this. Okay? Yes, this is so amazing. 1 John 4 and 16 says, "And we have known and believe the love that God hath to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him." So that's what we're talking about, that Trinity portion
mm-hmm.
of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, which is God. And when God is in you and you in him, man,
I'm just saying
because that's what he said. Okay? Because that's what that is, you know. That is really what that is. And love, the Bible talks about that all over the Bible. It talks about love, but the first thing is saying that God is love, and he dwells in us, and that we dwell in him.
See?
That is so amazing. You know, and love does cover a multitude, but it don't, I just have an issue with the drama portion. That's the part I can't do.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how much love I have for you, I can't do that.
Yeah.
And it goes back to what you were saying about that intent and what they talked about.
Yeah.
You have to be
what
you want.
Mm-hmm.
And then people roll into that, and then they come with this explosive portion of drama.
Mm-hmm.
And America, just shut them down. That's how you do that.
Yeah.
And it's okay, because when we do that, I think about Jesus when he was in the temple and he was overturning the tables. Kingdom suffers violence. And the violence take about four. Sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. But just take Jesus with you. That's what I say.
Yeah.
You know? That's what I say. So, Anthony, I know you're behind the scenes, but how do you feel?
Yeah, come on, talk.
We would love to hear your heart.
The whole thing about relationships and them coming into this with a hidden agenda or, and like you said, it is a prayer thing. Or if you stay before the Father, you will have that particular discernment, like
mm-hmm.
you were saying, that you can distinguish between a covenant relationship and a convenient one. And like with all relationships, it's not going to be that covenant thing, and sometimes it's just business or whatever that season God has allowed you to be a part of. Meaning changing you,
right.
Recognizing things in you,
yeah.
that
right.
you need to address,
right.
and so that you are able to receive the blessings that he has in store for you. There's some things that you have on the inside, you're talking about the bitterness, the whatever that is,
mm-hmm.
that you need to correct within yourself. So that process of dealing with him and his people, because there is no perfection. We're all striving, for the most part, to be that or be more like him. But unfortunately, we have gotten into relationships that have caused us to be bitter or whatever, you know. And it's hard. But you hope to have the relationship outside of that where you can at least, okay, well, sister, you know, I'm feeling this way and that way, you know, help me. Because you want to hope, you know, I think that's just a human thing. You want to hold on to those things that people do to you. Why, you know, why would you do that? How
right.
could you, you know, that type of thing. But having a firm foundation or having covenant relationships that help you deal with all kinds of relationships that come, that, okay, you have that experience. You can say, okay, well, I've experienced this, sister, and, you know that's the enemy, right? And
right.
so, you know, it's
right.
just helping you realize that, or sister, you know that she, come on now.
Okay.
That's
beautiful, and that's so true. That's so true, and thank you for that, because people do. You know, you just have to know that, and you have to just kind of learn how to sever those things and
mm-hmm.
do it in a spirit of love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to get all out of character and come all out the box, even though we want to.
Yeah. And like I said, just have to agree to
disagree. Like we were talking about earlier.
And that's to tell the smart thing to do.
Yeah, you do.
Because he made all of us different.
He has, and that's good.
And it's okay.
Yeah, and that's
agree
good.
To disagree.
And that's good,
yeah.
you know. And sometimes I always encourage people to, like, totally, totally never function out of your emotions. Because when you do that, you put it out there and you can't take it back,
right.
you know, so you just have to get into a place and say, you know, let those things fall off of you.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you do that, you can think clearly.
Just rip them off and
share. Yeah, yeah. Just do that or let you do
it.
If you're in the car, if you're in the car, let your window down.
Yes, that's a good thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true. It's so true.
Don't run.
You're going to get some stickers.
When
don't
do
run.
Do it.
Okay. Now, Charlie, last name OZ, did get the wand manicured so beautifully.
Thank you, Mr. Charles.
Yes, thanks, Charles. Thanks, Charles. You're so amazing. Yes, he worked quite a while yesterday, and I'm just so grateful for that amazing person who is just actually my husband, Charlie. Okay. He's so amazing. So thanks, Charles. But I hope he did gather the stickers, because if they out there, blowing around,
they will find you.
Very, very, very deadly. So we just want to thank the world for listening today. We just want to tell you how much we love you.
Yes.
We pray that this has really helped you or just awakened some things up in you today like it has for us.
Yes.
And we definitely have some amazing events that are going on here at the mansion. I'm trying to do this in 2.2.
Yeah, do it.
Okay, so like this Friday, we have fashion and cocktails.
Yes,
fashion. Oh my gosh, and we have some amazing prizes.
Oh, yes.
That's what I want to say.
Yes.
So you guys want to come out Friday, I believe 6 o'clock, Anthony?
Yes.
6 to 9. It's going to be an amazing time of networking, so bring your networking gear and come on out. And
I dare you to grab 100 people out there.
Yes. And get connected. Just to come out and saturate yourself in some beautiful fashions, you know, and with some beautiful people and some beautiful relationships. So feel free to come and get connected.
Yes.
And see what that's all about. And then I think our next big major is our Red Gala. It's a Red Affair. That's October the 29th.
No. October 21st.
We're going to get 29
because that's the
original date. Oh, okay. So we have to change that. That's on the Friday.
Yes.
7 until. We just going to say that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So we are definitely posting our Eventbrite page
that's
today. We were going to post it last night, America, but the photo was too big. So we got to resize it. Okay. The image. And do it today.
Well, we need work.
Yeah. But this is the most important.
Yes.
So we
make it all for us.
Yes. So we just want to say we thank you. Feel free to go onto our social media pages. Pull us up. Vivica, I believe, has worked it out or in the process of working it out.
I'm in the process.
She's in the process because it's got to be right. Okay? So we're doing that today. And how many minutes we got, Anthony? Just let us know, girl.
2 minutes.
So we're just going to, like, sell out with some beautiful music. And you guys.
You know what? I wanted to say, is this a topic that you guys are interested in? Call us or write us or Facebook us or something, let us know.
Yeah.
So we can, get that on.
So that you can do that. And feel free to contact us, though, if you want to come on the show and have your amazing time, feature your business, feature your music, your ministry, just whatever it is that the Lord has called you in this season to do, that is what we do on this platform. So we just want to say we love you. Reach out and touch someone today. Yes, and remember, stay covenant. Okay? We love you. Next week at 10 a.m.
Okay.
Mornings at the Mansion. Yes. To God be the glory. Yes.
The best in you. Happiness is believing anything is possible. Yeah, beauty is skin deep. Baby, that's all I see in you. So simply take my hand and let go. You should know. Of my mind, wanting you.